card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Zambia's registered voters hit 8.8 million after mass registration. Thabo Imbola welcomes formation of Woza Alliance ahead of 2026 elections. And in global news, at least 11 killed in South Africa mass shooting. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has recorded a provisional total of over 1.6 million new registrations following the conclusion of its mass voter registration exercise. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zelomas said that the new registration bring the overall total of registered voters to 8.8 million. Ms. Zelomas has disclosed inspection of the 2026 provisional register of voters will take place in February 2026 at all polling stations across the nation. She says the inspection will allow all registered voters to validate their details ahead of the certification of the final register on the 30th of April 2026. Ms. Zelomas has since reaffirmed the Commission's dedication to delivering a credible electoral process.
The Commission captured a provisional total number of 1,615,922 new voters, giving a provisional overall total of 8,861,918 registered voters.
National Democratic Congress NDC President Thabo Imbola has welcomed the formation of the new We Are One Zambia Alliance, WOZA, describing it as a timely development ahead of the 2026 general elections. Ms. Imbola says the emergence of the new alliance presents an opportunity to reduce the number of presidential contenders in an election landscape crowded by more than 60 registered political parties. She observes that with almost every political party leader aspiring for the presidency, the creation of stronger alliances remains the most practical approach to consolidating the opposition voice, as such groupings are essential in building a more focused and competitive political environment. Ms. Imbola notes that the entry of new opposition alliances like WOZA is expected to strengthen the collective capacity of opposition political parties as they position themselves for the forthcoming pause, because unity among parties could enhance their national appeal and electoral performance.
If we have three, four strong alliances, or even weak alliances are being formed, by the time we'll be reaching 2026, I think we'll have fewer candidates standing on the ballot, you know, so that is a very, very welcome move. Okay, the other possibility that we may be looking at is that once these alliances have been formed, then maybe there may be an issue of alliances, forming alliances. I've been giving this example to say, when you look closely at the German elections, the Grand Coalition of Germany and other countries, you find that many countries have reached a level whereby you can't really go in it alone when it comes to elections.
A consortium of five opposition political parties yesterday launched a new alliance dubbed We Are One Zambia Alliance, WOZA. Police in Southern Province have arrested a 41-year-old man for the suspected murder of his wife following a post-mortem examination that confirmed she was likely killed. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo has confirmed the development in a statement, saying the incident was reported to Kalomo Police Station on December 3, 2025 at 16 hours by Judge Mono, 47 of Kozo Area, Chief Joma, Choma District. Mr. Namalongo explains that Mr. Mono informed the police that his niece, Namando Kwalampa, 37 of Shulikwa Village, Chief Sipatunyana in Kalomo District, may have been murdered by her husband, Roiter Sikonje, 41, who also lives in the same village. He explains that the suspect took his wife's body to the police, claiming she may have died from hypertension or other health complications. Mr. Namalongo says the initial checks showed no signs of foul play and a brought-in dead form was issued before the body was deposited at Kalomo Urban Clinic Mortuary. He, however, states that on December 3, relatives raised concerns of foul play and requested a post-mortem examination. Mr. Namalongo says the body was transported to Livingston Teaching Hospital, where the examination revealed dislocation of the cervical vertebrae with injury to the spinal cord, indicating the deceased was likely murdered. The Zambia Police Service has launched investigations into the suspected murder of a two-year-old boy in Chibobo area of Serenge District, Central Province. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi confirmed the development, stating that officers received the report yesterday around 09 hours from the child's mother, Evelyn Kunda Chibuye, aged 30, who reported that her son, Robert Ntembwa, had been found dead under unclear circumstances. Mr. Chilabi says the incident is believed to have occurred between November 4, 2025 at 07 hours and November 5, 2025 at 06 hours. He says preliminary investigations indicate that the child, who had a physical condition that made him unable to walk, was left in the care of his five-year-old sister while the mother went to her maize field. Mr. Chilabi says upon her return, she could not locate the child, leading to an immediate search. He says the child was discovered dead the following morning on the bank of a nearby stream.
He was found dead the following morning on the bank of a nearby stream. Police visited the scene and found the body with multiple facial bruises and visible bleeding from both eyes. The body has since been deposited at Serenge District Hospital Mortuary, awaiting post-mortem. Investigations are ongoing. The Zambia Police Service is appealing to members of the public with relevant information to come forward and assist in bringing the perpetrators to justice.
UPND Luapula Vice Chairperson Happy Mampa says the economic achievements that Zambia has witnessed this year are a testament to the effective measures put in place by President Hakainde Hichilema's government. In an interview with the media, Mr. Mampa highlighted several notable achievements, including the country's credit rating upgrade to CCC+ by S&P Global Ratings, a significant milestone that reflects government's commitment to fiscal discipline and economic reform. He also pointed to the country's declining inflation rate, which has dropped to 10.9% currently, a significant decrease from previous years. Mr. Mampa, who is also Bangoulu aspiring candidate, attributes this to government's prudent monetary policies, including the monetary policy rate adjustments, which have helped to stabilize the economy and curb inflation. He adds that other notable achievements include a stable exchange rate, increased foreign exchange reserves, and improved economic growth projections.
If we talk about the monetary policy, the central bank just reduced the monetary policy. That means the bank, commercial banks, will be able to reduce the interest rates so that the businesses can be able to acquire loans from the banks and help to grow the economy and their businesses and ultimately provide the much needed employment in the private sector. All these things that are obtained and other things that I can't even finish mentioning are speaking the implementation of the policies, the economic policies that the president has put in place with his team.
Phoenix FM News, we take a break.
Phoenix FM, 89.5 in Lusaka, 99.9 in Kabwe. Phoenix FM, 89.3 in the Koppel Belt, 106.7 in Mwanza.
Let's check this out.
Are your radios up?
Phoenix FM, Phoenix FM, Phoenix FM.
In global news, at least 11 people have been killed in a mass shooting at a hostel in South Africa. 14 others.